2017 comes next in our grand final. Games in focus on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Jared Whatley, Kane Corns and Sam Edmund. This bears a bit of setting up before we go back and relive what transpired on the day. So let's start with the Crows, Kane. They won the preliminary final against Geelong, and the next morning when we flew out of town, we picked up the Addy at the airport, and it said that Taylor Walker should have his acceptance speech tucked into his sock as they head to the MCG next weekend. It was a stunning thing to read, given the momentum that existed with Richmond, and they had yet to play in a preliminary final. And yet it spoke of a mood. It spoke of a mood in Adelaide and just this assumption that the Crows were going to win the flag.
Well, there's something about teams that breeze through a prelim final and head into the grand final with so much confidence. I've seen it time and time again. In fact, I've lived it. In 2004, our first premiership, we just snuck in by a kick in the prelim final and scraped through. There's something about that where you go in as the underdog and that sort of works in your favour, whereas 2007, we completely destroyed North Melbourne and go in chock full of confidence and just get belted in the grand final. Well, that's what happened to Adelaide. I was there the night when Charlie Cameron kicked five in the prelim final against the Giants. They were unstoppable, and the football that Adelaide were playing, they were clearly the best side in the competition heading into this grand final. And as we know, it didn't eventuate right from the start. Richmond were on, and Adelaide, you know, you don't like to use the word choke, but in a sporting sense, they were like a rabbit in headlights, weren't they, the Crows?
So I called that preliminary final. I've never... The stands shook on the final siren. They literally shook. It was one of the very... Only at Moonee Valley in their funny old caller's box, which is on the tin roof in the wind, do you see that ground, that redeveloped ground, actually shook on the final siren. But when you say they were clearly the best team in the competition, they played the most attractive footy in a way. But I remember getting on that plane with the Addy in hand that morning and go, nah, these blokes in Adelaide have totally missed what's happening back in Victoria. They have totally missed what Richmond is building, having been there for the qualifying final against Geelong and seen what Richmond did there. Is the idea that the Crows were overwhelming favourites spoke of a hubris to me?
In hindsight, it does, doesn't it? Particularly when the game's played on the MCG, where Richmond just play better than anyone and have done so for the last 5-6 years and are just so accustomed to the dimensions and the way that the ground plays. But it was just the football that Adelaide were playing. They were peaking at the right time, and they were the highest-scoring team in the competition. Their forward line was so hard to stop. I mean, Walker was at the peak of his powers. Cameron and Betts and Jenkins was kicking a lot of goals, and the forward line was functioning so well and the way that they were moving the ball. But, yeah, you're right, Jared. I think Adelaide definitely 100% got caught up in their own hype and read their own press. And when you haven't been there as a player and experienced the grand final, it is difficult not to get caught up in that. And the players do read it. There's open training sessions. There's open media. It isn't like any other week that you've done. You come to Melbourne early. There's the parade. There's training and things like that that is unusual. Even the warm-up on game day is about 40 minutes earlier than it would usually be, and some teams adapt to it, some don't. We've seen that in the history of the game, and the Crows didn't, Richmond did, and they were awesome on this day.
Sam, Richmond had something building. Like, I'll never forget when they ran out at the start of that qualifying final, no, when Geelong ran out, and there was just this extraordinary boo that resonated around the MCG, and went, oh, right. There's something on here. And then the preliminary final, which was played in the twilight on the Saturday, and it was Richmond Fest. There were 94,500 and 94,000 were Richmond. And when at the 23-second mark when Kane Lambert kicked the first goal is the single biggest explosion, eruption of atmosphere I'd experienced at the MCG was when Stark bowled McCullum in the first over of the World Cup. And then this happened at the 23-second mark of the opening term. I just think Adelaide, the whole, and Kane, I put the whole state in this.
Yeah.
It had missed what was happening at Richmond. There was a force of nature building at Richmond, Sam, which had been years in the awakening. And you could feel it. You could feel it throughout
There had been, Jared, but there was a force of nature happening at Adelaide too, to be fair. I mean, they didn't show up on the day, that's beyond question, but they came in as the best scoring team in the competition, one of the most powerful front half statistically of all time. You know, Walker, Jenkins, Lynch, Betts, Cameron, and you mentioned the way they played the game, it was showtime. And that's why people were warming to them, and they were attracting such a juggernaut of hype on the way over here. But what you mentioned they were missing was they were so caught up in the hype that I think was justified, mind you, was that the Tigers are in the process of going from 13th to premiers. It is the biggest leap the game had seen, and it was their first grand final in 3.5 decades. And nothing stirs the hornet's nest up at a big Victorian club, Jared, like one that has been long suffering. They come from everywhere. And how often did we hear Tiger time on the day, and have we heard since? It's the most used phrase in the country, and we hadn't heard it until that particular day, last Saturday in September in 2017. The only thing that went wrong for the Tigers was they made them run out in that putrid clash strip, the fluoro yellow that everyone from KB down were horrified by, but they weren't talking much about that at the final siren, Jared.
That's another thing that should go on your list of things never to complain about, Sam, is clash Guernseys. Let's not complain about that. If you look at the bookies, which just give you an indication of who the money was going towards, Adelaide were paying $1.75, and Richmond were the outsiders at $2.25 prior to the game. So that felt about right.
The other part of it was, Jared, was that the Crows, albeit it was a while ago, it was back in round 6 before the Tiger juggernaut really got going, but they absolutely smacked them over there by 76 points. So any Crows supporters wondering, this is how supporters think, how they were going to go, well, we smashed them by 76 however many months ago. We'll be right.
Tuck your speech into your pocket as you head to the MCG before Richmond had made it. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. 0433 9 and 16. I know this is a stronghold of Tigers, so James has been hurrying us along for a little while. We're basking in draws. James wants us to get to it. I'm getting excited. I'll call the whole game for you right here, right now, if you like. This is imprinted in a few minds. So coming up next on AFL Nation, we'll take you to how the 2017 grand final unfolded, the drought breaker for the Tigers. That's next on AFL Nation for Identifiber, Asbestos Risk Management Services.
You're listening to AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery.
A chance to stir some memories on AFL Nation, the 2017 Grand Final. So Adelaide are favourites, Richmond looking to break the droughts. KB had been rabble-rousing all week down at Punt Road. They arrived in orange. They stood, observed the power stance at the anthem, and then went to work. This is the first quarter for Tyre Power, your premiership favourite for Toyo Tyres.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving? You're driving blind.
So we're seconds away. It's been a thrilling year of football. 44 players about to experience this for the first time. And by the end of the day, 22 of them will be AFL Premiership players. Adelaide versus Richmond. And Jacobs goes up and wins the tap down. And there's a free immediately. And it's going Richmond's way. And it goes to Cochin. And he keeps it low. And he kicks it too quickly. And Hastings straight to the man they wouldn't want to give some early confidence to. Laird, who marked it cleanly, kicks it out to the wing. A wrestle going on. Charlie Cameron got clear of Hooley, but not for long. Stripped of it, play on the call. Riley Knight scrounges it to half forward. Walker, but the Tigers, and Alex Rance starts with a wonderful intercept mark at halfback.
Got the handball away. Douglas had a piece. In goes Cameron, and now Matt Crouch. Beautiful kick, and he's got Sloan. And Sloan takes the mark 45 metres out directly in front.
Butler's gone to Laird, but Butler ran forward and Laird read the play.
Rory Sloan, a real heart and soul player of the Adelaide Football Club, 45 metres out, and there's your first goal. Rory Sloan gets the Crows on the board first in the 2017 AFL Grand Final. They're a goal. Richmond are yet to score.
Swooping is Charlie Cameron. Little left foot kick, try to connect. Oh. A fumble, a terrible fumble from Flostein allowed. Eddie Betts in, and he's kicked the second goal. And it's taken 5 minutes, and the Crows have two on the board.
Here's Trent Cochin, takes the mark, the captain. He picks it up inside the 50. Revolts!
Mark.
It's been paid. It's been paid.
Great mark. Great mark.
It was a ripper.
You've got to seize moments, Matty. You're under the pump. You're two goals down. You've made a few blues. You come out and make a statement like that.
Free kick goes to Lambert, who chips Richmond into the middle. Hooley looking to get onto his left. He handballs to Big Van Curvis and links up with Flossstone. The entry is wide. It looks okay. Castagna trapped it nicely in the forward pocket. Runs around, a handball to Butler, who chiseled the ball into the pocket. Didn't blast away. I think maybe should have taken the shot, but he finds Caddy closer to goal, but in a tight spot. He's going to run around Caddy and kick Richmond's first goal. And look how excited he is about it. And the Tiger Army are up and about two. It's taken 16 minutes, but they're on the board. Quick kick from Ellis. He's chipped it high. Goes for Martin. He's in front, Dusty. Good spoil from Luke Brown. A hard man to get past, but it comes back to Martin somehow. Little left foot kick for Basher Hooley. Bashed it off the left and kicked the goal. Tigers in front in a grand final. Basher Hooley. Set for him perfectly.
So Douglas, he bangs it into the forward pocket. No mark. Sloan doing the roving work. He kicks another goal. Rory Sloan kicks another one front and centre. Rory Sloan said thank you. And he kicks the goal for Adelaide. They go to 3-1-19. They retake the lead. Richmond 2-3-15.
Now Curvis tapped it straight to Greenwood. And Greenwood's kicked the goal. That's a disaster for the Tigers.
Well, they're getting into now Curvis too. Jacob's starting to have a bit of a say in this match.
So Townsend has to shift a bit of the outdoor furniture where the photographers have been sitting on. He's up against the fence. He's got to kick it 55 metres.
He kicks this, they win.
Well, he thought he was going to have to go and pick up his tray. He kicked it into the man on the mark. If he kicked that goal, it would have been one of the great grand final goals. Now the fight starts between he and Lever, who got into him straight away. They are opponents today. And the others come to show support, but it is quarter time. And Hardigan gets, and Lever gets into Caddy. It's getting a bit vocal, certainly vocal in the crowd. It's Adelaide 4-2-26, leading Richmond 2-3-15.
Anthony Hudson, Matt Granlund, Gary Lyon, Mick Mouldhouse and Danny Frawley as part of this broadcast team, as well as those early couple of goals as Sloan and Betts at the 4 and the 5 minute mark. There was a couple of soft goals in there, Kane. So that fed into the idea that, that the Crows were that powerful, high scoring team and that Richmond were trying to deal with this for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, just looking at the scores, and you would be forgiven for remembering that the Crows were in front at quarter time by a couple of goals. They started reasonably well. I thought Rory Sloan was awesome, just remembering being live and watching his first quarter. He was just in everything like he always did and kicked that settler, the first goal of the game. And it looked like, oh, here we go. As you said, the Crows are on their scoring ways. Now, they're going to really struggle to score from then on. In fact, they only kicked 4 more goals for the game after kicking 4 in the first quarter. But, look, they were up for the fight early. All their midfielders were getting the footy. The Crouch boys were prolific as always. And Sloan was good, as I said. Jacobs was enormous in ruck. Richmond just hung in there and did enough. And by the time quarter time had come, their nerves had eased and they were well and truly in the game.
Do you remember your sense during that first quarter, Sam?
I remember the power stance, Jared, and we were all wondering, what are Richmond going to do about this? It had taken on a life of its own, the power stance, how quickly you forget. Well, they turned their back on it while the anthem was still finishing. I don't know if you recall, that was their little message. But when it came to the thing that counts, and that's the actual footy, I thought the Crows started, as probably most people would have expected, Sloan with a pair of goals and in everything. And he was about, Jared, to attract the attention of a kid who worshipped him growing up, in a footy mad kid in Adelaide, the fifth game of Jack Graham, who really made a name for himself. We'll talk about him a little bit later on as well. But they started nervously, I think, as Kane alluded to, their three behinds. They didn't kick their first goal, I think, until 7 minutes left, Josh Caddy, in that first quarter. And they added Caddy in that off-season. They added Nang Curvis in that off-season. And they added Dion Prester in that off-season. All three of those guys really influential in the next three quarters.
And as Hutto mentioned, one of the quirks of this grand final, which I'd forgotten, is none of the 44 were premiership players. So they're all experiencing a grand final for the first time. And yeah, the
the dynamic that that created around their build-up and then what would happen in the aftermath, which with us particularly from a Tigers perspective, 0433 98 11 16, shoot through your texts as you relive this. Where were you? What do you recall? What's the single moment that lives with you? 0433 98 11 16, and we'll dot those through the reliving of this broadcast. It's at quarter time of the 2017 grand final. It's Adelaide by 11 points, 4-2 to Richmond 2-3. The second quarter coming up on AFL Nation next. This Friday night, we're back at the 2017 Grand Final. 0433 98 11 16 to shoot through your messages on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Theo texts through, as a Tiger, I remember 80 points was the key, and I felt that if we could keep somehow the Crows to 80 points or fewer, we'd win, and we did. And James was genuinely concerned after the Crows got two early goals and Foston fumbled what he'd usually pick up easily. Keep them coming. 0433 98 11 16. The ones from the end of the game I'll save for the end of the game. There's a couple of beautiful ones that have come through already. So let's hit the second quarter. The Crows are leading by 11 points, and this second quarter is for Repco Authorised Service, your local car service with the nationwide backing of Repco. Visit repcoservice.com.
The second quarter highlights for the TAC. On your phone while driving, even a glance means your eyes are off the road. When you're on your phone, you're driving blind. TAC.
Flostone, long kick in, no mark. Ball hits the deck. Atkins spun around, got the handball to McKay, who just hooks it back around his shoulder, and Sloan in the right spot takes the mark just outside the 50 for the Crows. Shuffles back over it, then goes short. He's got Lynch, who takes the mark and got some contact as well after he took it.
That was close to 50, wasn't it?
Cochin just 15 metres off Sloan then.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about being tagged like that. You either tag him back or you cop it. And Sloan's too good to be...
Well, you can't play 50-50 footy there, Mick. Adelaide have got the ball and he's playing off him. Yeah. He's got to tighten
he's
up.
He's a captain too.
Sloan has had more score involvements than anyone else on the ground. He's had 5 score involvements now for Dodo.
Here's Tom Lynch, the great connector. And he's kicking from 45 metres and missing way to the left-hand side and through for a point.
Got the handball out to Edwards. He's usually dynamic with the footy and revolted run on and provided a target about 40 metres out from goal on a tight spot.
Oh, that was terrible from Talia. He fumbled the ball. I know it's a little bit greasy out there, but then he just stopped. Rewald kept running and got the secondary possession.
But he's not good at recovering the ball. Yeah. So he's better off being the loose player if there's going to be a loose player.
Well, high and working back is the most vulnerable position for this Adelaide defence. And with these conditions, get them up high, run them back.
Kick just 2 goals this season. 3 behinds already today. Runs around to make the goals more accessible. Has he got enough on the kick? It's straight. Oh, it might have crept over the line.
No one on the line.
Unbelievably, there was no one on the line.
Unforgivable.
Yeah. Unforgivable. What was Jacobs doing?
Score of you.
Look, the goal to the naked eye.
Ball is a goal.
It's a goal.
Yep.
Confirmed goal. Jack Riebolt's first. His fourth shot at goal was completely unconvincing, but somehow it's gone through.
Well, you've got to convert. They've got to get some value here because they have had a fantastic 5 or 10 minutes. And it's coincided with the period of Nankervis off the ground and Jacob dominating the ruck. So if they can score against that flow, then that is a double win.
21 hitouts to 9 at the moment, Jacobs versus Nankervis.
But the clearances aren't telling that.
Even.
Yep. Just some ground level guys. Just looks like Richmond's playing the smarter, more percentage footy. Crows just keep going for one little handball too many.
He's kicked 14 goals from 28 kicks in 4 games. Jacob Townsend, he's kicked this sweetly. It's a beautiful kick, and the story just gets better of Jacob Townsend. Ooh. What a goal. What a moment. 2 points the difference.
Ball thrown back into play. Comes to Edwards, who hurries it up inside the 50. How's he going to drop? Talia could have spoiled in. Hardigan was able to bash it onto the boot and get it out of there. Edwards follows up well. Got the handball to Cochin. A little one off. And Graham's going to kick a goal. The young man steps up and delivers from 45.
And Curvis climbs highest and gets the tap down. It came to press down. Like deep this. Kick. It's nervous because Martin's got a mark on the chest.
You're all over it, guys. He was gone, Brown, as soon as the ball was in the air.
Horrible. A horrible, horrible match.
It's not a great matchup at all.
He's smart.
You know what you've got there? You've got 30 seconds to get that right, you know. There's an edit at half time. When you see that, as a coach, you've got to identify it quickly.
In a game of inches, this is huge.
Justin Martin, the mark, 15 metres out. It's a tight kick, but it's good enough.
Whoa.
Tigers on a roll at the MCG. Justin Martin, menacing Brown, takes the mark, converts, and they lead by 10 points. And now Curvis thumped it away. It's rounded up by Seedsman. Not the best of handballs. Made life difficult for Douglas. Squirms out of it, but the pressure is intense and relentless from Richmond. It's been that way all year. And we'll have a throw-in. Again, just sheer force of mind, and they work it over the boundary line and out of bounds.
And Talia steps to the wing, and that is half-time. And Richmond lead by 9 points at half-time in the grand final. The Tigers are in front, 6-4-40. Adelaide 4-7-31. We said, Gary, before the game, if Richmond are in it at half-time, they're a big chance.
They'll be over the moon with how this has panned out. 4-2 at quarter-time. Yeah, certainly going okay, but a little concerned. They've just dried Adelaide up. Their defence has dried Adelaide up. The pressure from the behind the footy's been magnificent. But the challenge for Don Pike is to go and eyeball three blokes in particular, Jenkins, Walker and Otten, and say, boys, I don't care if you don't mark it. Bring the damn thing to ground and let's give us a contest.
It was 4-1 to 5 behinds in that second term as Richmond took the front. Gary Lyons' thoughts there. Kane Corns is our Red Energy expert tonight. Switch to Red Energy as you could materially feel the momentum change hands, Kane, and it would never switch back.
No, I remember thinking at halftime it's going to be really difficult for Adelaide. And just when you're out there, we spoke a little bit about it on last week's episode, is that wave of momentum heading into halftime. They had the whole crowd behind them. I mean, the roar just coming through our effects, Mike, when Dustin Martin kicked that goal. I remember that moment well. Daniel Tully was caught out up the ground and he got that Luke Brown matchup, and Luke Brown just looked all at sea and Martin made him look silly. But the roar of the crowd and then the roar at halftime, those players were walking in thinking, we have got Adelaide exactly where you want them. And it's a really powerful position to be in when you know you've just restricted the opposition scoring. No goals in that second quarter, and Richmond were coming, and they were coming hard.
Connor has picked the moment for us from the first half for Australian Made. Make it Australian Made. Dusty's mark in that second quarter just after Graham's goal was something of magic. Every Tiger in the ground rose to their feet. Never seen anything like it. Not only did the Messiah put us in front of the scoreboards, but I feel that it asserted our dominance that we were never going to lose that game. That's how Connor recalls it, Sam, and it is easy to... The way the team fed off the environment is something that had been building, and they were able to grab that feeling again on grand final day.
Oh, they did in this second quarter. I think it was the quarter they really got the claws in, didn't they? And Adelaide just couldn't handle it. I mean, I think they ended up going on a streak of... They kicked 11 of 12 goals from this quarter on, Richmond. I mean, there was a critical spoil too, very early second term. I think Adelaide up by 13 points and Richie Douglas is chipping to Tex Walker. And Rance is gone for all money and he comes late with a fist. The ball spills and a very Richmond goal. It bounces around. They go coast to coast. They get him at the other end. And there were just some real sloppy moments from Adelaide, weren't there, at both ends? Not just not being on the goal line, which was galling enough, but offensively too, just scoring chances and possession chains that had been so fluid all year just completely disappeared. And I think Richmond's pressure would point to that too, Jared. They got their claws in, as I say, and the Crows just couldn't respond.
How about this? Who's this from? This is from Richard. G'day. Listening to the show from Henley-on-Thames, UK. Loving the 2017 Grand Final replay. Brings back great memories. February 2017, I had foolishly booked a visit to Prague for the inaugural Laver Cup. With one earpiece, I listened to the prelim over breakfast. Tigers in the grand final. Many phone calls, and after watching Federer and Nadal play doubles together, it was back to Heathrow and on to Melbourne. Saw at least five Tiger Guernseys at Heathrow, and by the time we took off from Bangkok, there were about 30 more. It was on. With the assistance of a great mate, had lunch in the September club and great seats. Caught up with many friends. A fantastic day out. Watched it many times since. Don't want to put the spoiler in, but Tigers by 48. Have a great evening, guys. That's from Richard, who's with us in the UK, recounting how he was there in 2017. The second half coming up, so those moments there for Australian-made, make sure it measures up as the Tigers assert their dominance in the grand final and break their premiership drought. That's next on AFL Nation. We are revisiting the 2017 grand final tonight. James, couldn't sit still in my seat. I was so excited. I had to watch between stairs so I could walk and move with the play. I ended up standing next to Rhett Biglands. He was not in a good mood when Cochin hit Dusty on the chest. He was never going to miss that. James, with his sequence of memories as this game unfolds, 0433 98 11 16 to share yours with us. At halftime, the Tigers were in front. They'd taken a measure of control during the second quarter, and they would prosecute that fully. On AFL Nation for McDonald's, never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Let's head to the third term.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving? You're driving blind.
I don't reckon this has been a really hard grand final, physically.
No.
And someone's got to inject themselves. Yeah. I mean, this is why I'm talking about Tex a lot. He's your captain. He's your leader. He's a bloke that's got to have some physical presence. And I don't reckon he's had much this first half.
Lambert tosses it up for Riewoldt to fly.
Dude, what a grab.
Fully committed Jack Riewoldt. Takes the grab. Throw in. Crowd just saw the replay. It drops short. Double fist from Jacobs. Goes to Graham. Tackled as the tables were turned. Play on the call. This launch. It is a free kick to Graham, is it?
Yep. Yeah. Being paid by the guy, the umpire in the middle, the non-controlling umpire. So this is Graham on Sloan again.
Yeah, the tackle slipped up. It was there. He's playing his fifth game of AFL football. The young South Australian will make Melbourne rise if he can kick a goal! Jack Graham puts Richmond 15 points in front.
As Brown kicks it to the wing, Jenkins looks better. He takes the mark, the big man. He's going to impact himself into this contest.
Finally, Cochin just slides himself from centre back as a midfielder centre back.
Half back, he works it, but on the intercept was Basher Hurley reading the cues beautifully again.
Prestia though impeded, flicked the handball up, Lambert fires it out, Edwards a little chip kick and they're on again and Grigg takes the mark.
Repeat entries at 6, inside 50s to 1, we've been going 7 minutes, Adelaide have at 5 kicks going at 40%.
But take me back to the centre, the ball goes into the middle, the captain there hasn't had a good day at half time, it's a high, slow high ball, Blostone's sitting under it, he's charging forward. He can't even half it.
Bowl him over.
Do something, man.
So your knees into him.
Sean Grigg, a picture of concentration. Started his career at the Blues, but he's Tiger tough now.
Great.
Look at this. These are scenes like they think they're going to win this game. And right now, why wouldn't they? 22 points the difference. Sean Grigg puts it through from 45 metres out on a slight angle.
Seisman there. Cochin wanted it more. Got the handball out, Lambert unleashes with a kick up inside the 50. Talia knocks it down. Here's Butler, kept his feet, got the handball. Townsend balled over. Butler went back and got it. And then he kicks a high ball. It goes to the hot spot. No mark. Lever is there. And Craig got the handball. Lambert's a chance here from the pocket. Snapped and goals!
Oh!
Another one for the Tigers! Wow! It is all Richmond at the MCG on grand final day, and they lead by 28 points.
Good tap that time from Jacobs to Brad Crouch. Kicks the half distance in the Sloan direction. Hooley there more than a match the first time, and goes again, Basher Hooley. And again, and comes up with a footy and scrounges it along the wing and gets it out of bounds. And every touch, every handball, every knock-on being cheered by the yellow and black faithful right now.
Walker takes the mark. Finally, Taylor Walker with a mark inside the 50.
Oh, how big's this kick?
45 out.
There's got to be a spark somewhere, because right now there's almost this sense of inevitability about it. So he's got to be the man that says, I'll change things. The only thing is, but it's taken 2.5 quarters to realise he needs to hit up at the footy.
Taylor Walker.
His first definite lead for the game.
It's got to be you, Taylor. He's got to kick it. 48 metres out from goal, directly in front. He'll unload with a kick. He moves in the captain and he puts through the goal. He delivers and puts it straight through the middle. So will that be a fire starter for the Crows? 20 points the margin now. Adelaide go to 5-9, 39. Richmond 9-5 at 59.
It's Nankervis who receives and he goes short. And he finds Graham 48 metres for his third goal. He can start pinching himself now.
Wow.
Jack Graham, yes, you've kicked three goals in an AFL Grand Final in your first year of AFL football. Greg, he turns left foot kick. Watch out, Dusty's ready. Dusty's got it. He's played on and gets it across to Castagna. The roar of the jungle of these Tigers. Oh, surely now 33 points the difference. Punt Road has erupted. Little inverted torpedo to full forward as the danger grows. Castagna putting tackles on left, right and centre. Kelly under the serious heat now. They are burning the Tigers. Still they scramble for it. It's the Richmond way and we're going to have a ball up. 15 metres out from goal. And the appreciation, the love. You can feel it around the MCG.
It's no use having bets full forward. The ball's not getting there. He's got to come up the ground with his pace and his ball getting.
16-5 inside 50s for the quarter.
Here's Atkins. Now it's the handball. Okay, and he's gone, Atkins. Rioli's got him. Gone!
They're spooked. They are spooked.
It'll be a long way back. Here's Jenkins on the runaway now. Kicking from 49 metres. And it's out to the left-hand side, right on three-quarter time.
Wow. Have a listen to this.
And the Tigers have got one hand on the Premiership Cup.
5-1 in that third term. Sean remembers it as a lifelong Tiger fan, 52 years of age. The moment was Lambert's goal in the third. You just knew then it was over. His fist pump and smile to the Richmonds as the Punt Road faithful is something I will never forget. I spent the rest of the game in a daze. The final siren was pure elation, and to share it with my own boys, just amazing. Thanks for rekindling the memories. And Sam Edmund, before Marlon Pickett, there was Jack Graham. The Tigers know that how to make a youngster a hero on grand final day.
Oh, geez, I spoke to him in the rooms after this game, Jared, and he looked at me and he said, you know what, I've played more finals than home and away games, and I've won a premiership. It was that sort of a day. And Jacob Townsend too, which I'm sure we'll get to later, a remarkable story, coming in around 22, playing every game and kicking, 16 goals in them. We know it well now, 3 years on, but the game plan wasn't complicated. It was win it, kick it long to Riewoldt, and then converge en masse with that bevy of small pressure-crazed forwards and on-ballers. You know, it was names that we thought were just role players that became very, very, very important role players. The Castagnas of the world, Lambert, you mentioned, Butler, who's now at the Saints, of course, and Rioli came on with a rush that year, and Edwards, we know his class. You know, they ranked 18th for pressure Richmond in the AFL 12 years earlier. It won them this flag, their first flag since 1980 on this day. They were magnificent up the other end too. And Dylan Grimes owned Eddie Betts again. We heard the call there. Eddie stuck in the goal square. But Dylan Grimes, he had him in his pocket at that point. And David Asprey, terrific as well.
Okay, the Crows just could barely get it beyond halfway during most of this.
They could. And that's what I wanted to say just on Richmond's game style. I think the great premiership winning sides, they all have a game plan that is identifiable, where you can sit up and you know, well, that's the Richmond game style, and this is what encompassed this day. And when you're sitting up in the grandstand and you're looking at the Crows players, you're going, why aren't they kicking it there? Why are they turning the footy over there? Why'd they make that decision? Why'd they fumble that ball? Well, that's because you're just under the pump constantly out on the ground, and there's nothing like it. It's the worst feeling in football, where you feel like all 18 players are converging on you when you have the ball or you're about to get the ball. And that's what it looked like sitting up in the stands watching the Crows live on this day. They just had no answers for that manic Richmond pressure that Sam spoke of. And look, there are some standout performances which we'll speak of very, very shortly. And I will say one thing before we get to the last quarter. The fallout from the Crows from this game has been stunning. When you go through the series of events, which I might do after we get through the last quarter, which will be a celebration for Richmond fans, but the fallout for any one side has been extraordinary for Adelaide.
Yep, rarely has it been bigger for a losing grand finalist than what the Crows put themselves through. So the crowning glory to come. It's the Tigers by 34 points at the final change. The premiership drought is about to end next on AFL Nation. Just the final touches to be applied now for the Tigers' first premiership in oh so long. 0433 98 11 16. Share what it inspires in you as we play you these last quarter highlights on AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery.
Highlights for the TAC. Glancing at your phone while driving? You're driving blind.
Lambert with a setup kick for Riebold! This is it! Well, this is it here and now.
Great kick.
He's taken three absolute rippers today. The only thing he's failed to do, unfortunately, which is a strong point of him, is seal the deal. He's kicked 1-3 for Dodo, but some of his marking's been terrific.
It was a great kick. Summed it up, though. There was plenty of traffic there for Adelaide, and none of them were able to get in the hole.
Well, a man who's been the face of some of the ups and downs of this Richmond Football Club. No one loves the Tigers more than Jack Riebold. And he stands 30 metres out from goal and gets the engraver out. Richmond are going to win the premiership, Jack. Jack, you're going to be a premiership player. He puts it through the middle. And the Tigers are up around the MCG.
And puts it down the wing. Talia trying to smash it forward, but comes to Jack Riebold. Handball out in front of Lambert. If it sits for him, he's on here. He might go for it himself. Takes one bounce. Takes a second bounce. He looks inboard. He'll do the team thing to Prestia, who snaps and goals for Richmond.
Party time.
The Tigers are eating the Crows alive at the MCG. And they are absolutely smashing them. 39 points is the margin.
Dangerous kick in. It's been marked by guess who? Jacob Townsend.
What a story.
Jim Watson, the tear in his eye. I can see the wisp. It's like a long-lost son.
Doom used to rave about him when he did his work up in the Giants. He said, never met a tougher footballer. He thought his AFL career was over just 2 months ago. He was going to have to go and get a real job, a trade. He talked to...
Won the Listen medal, Hutto.
Yeah. Quite emotionally about the troubles he's had to overcome with a stutter. It made him nervous in public, but he certainly hasn't fluffed his line since he's got his chance. And Jacob Townsend, from 30 metres out, has put it through. It's a murder of the Crows. The Tigers lead by 40 points. And there's 9 glorious minutes to go.
Here's Butler with the outside of the boot. And he's put it through from the pocket. Of course he did. Have a look at them get around him as well.
Wow.
The celebration is incredible. And it's going to go on for days at Tigerland.
Now Dusty Martin. Dusty's missed it. Rusty Dusty, that's on.
That was going to be the moment.
That was going to be it.
That was going to be your finest moment.
From memory, they come around the 5 minute mark. There's 6 minutes to go for the votes, from memory.
Yeah, right. You've got till the end if you want it.
Do you?
Yep.
Back into play. Seedsman there. Working it out. Harding and off. Kick charge down. Great work by Caddy. Ball comes to Riebold. Can he do something special? He'll do the team thing. He centres it up. Oh, Dustin Martin. This time, Dusty. Round the body. Martin. He's got that one. Arms in the air, KB style. He's kicked the goal, Dustin Martin. He goes inside the 50 and the marker's been taken by Asprey. Watch Dimmer Hardwick. He's about to make his way up to the bench.
What about Neil Barman? They got the Midas touch. Barman.
Coxon takes a mark. He's about to lift the cup from Richo. What about a mark?
Dimmer's got Ellis.
Huge,
have a look at that.
Huge roar erupting right next to me, guys, as Dimmer comes out.
Big bear hug for Ellis down there as Damien Hardwick comes
he
up to the bench.
Can't blow it, Dimmer.
Oh, they're great scenes, aren't they? This is what footy and what sport is all about.
The boot stunner, Drack's been there for 50 years as a boot stunner.
So many people are going to be happy.
Dimmer and Daniel Rioli, they've spent so much time together.
And we'll have a throw-in, and there's only seconds remaining.
Six seconds, biggest
yellow and black party you have ever seen.
Get it going, Hutto.
Tigerland going to take over Melbourne. The throw-in takes place in the pocket. The countdown's onto the siren. We wait for the roar. And there it is! For the strong and the bold who have been taunted and traumatised for over 37 years. This one is for you. Richmond, yes, Richmond, our premiers. 5:13 p.m. on Saturday, September 30. officially Tiger time.
We never weep until the final siren's gone. Like the tiger of old, we're strong and we're bold, for we're the tiger. And the tigerland.
It was unforgettable. The final score for 40 Winks, Richmond 16-12, 108 defeated the Adelaide Crows 8-12-60. Team up with your perfect bed using Bed Match only at 40 Winks. Tiger Jim from Rye texts through, "This is giving me goosebumps. So I was there with my two sons and two brothers. We were very long-standing Tiger members. My two sons have never seen me cry, ever. I changed all that when Jack kicked the first goal of the final term. Again, I cried when the siren went. And again, I cried when Dimmer and Kochi lifted the cup, erasing 37 years of pain gone forever. My best goal was the build-up goal from the back flank, heading down the wing to then Jack, who handballs into space to Lambert, who then has a few bounces, unselfishly handballs to Prestia, who snaps a goal, thus meaning the most happiness in my football life." That's from Tiger Jim. "Was lucky to be there with my daughter. We had breakfast in Richmond, arrived early and absorbed the whole day. We cried through the final quarter and through the concert with Jack and the Killers. Left the ground at 8 p.m, had a look down Swan Street and thought, nah. Got a pizza and drinks to watch the replay at home and fell asleep at halftime. Best day ever. Jason in Painesville." That was from Paul. This is from Jason. "Being at home with family and good mates, and the siren goes, and like a big baby, I lost it. I cried. And James, we were singing the song in the stands. I'm hugging strangers. I'm hugging Dad. I'm hugging the friend who managed to get me tickets. Dad and I crying. I'm nearly crying now thinking about it. This is the best day of my life. Nothing can top this." That's from James, who's lived every minute of the call with us. The goal kickers for TAC on your phone. You're driving blind, TAC. Graham kicked three. Revolt, Martin and Townsend, two each. And for the Crows, Sloan and Walker booted two. Glancing at your phone while driving, you're driving blind, TAC. The crowd was 100,021, and funny little sidelight, the capacity of the MCG was officially registered at that stage at 100,012. It's now 100,024. And Dustin Martin won the Norm Smith. We'll give the final word to Kane Corns and Sam Edmund next. What did it mean? And what did it lead to on both sides of the coin? Rarely have fortunes diverted in such extraordinary fashion after a grand final. This is AFL Nation for Identifiber, Asbestos Risk Management Services. A chance to look back on the 2017 grand final. Richmond breaking the premiership drought. And that was it for Adelaide. A build-up of such promise amounted to nothing. In fact, it collapsed alarmingly in the aftermath. This is AFL Nation for McDonald's. Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Sam Edmund on the positive side of things first, the Tigers. So they got their first of two, and it's hard to believe in this stretch that it'll finish at two.
Absolutely. Wasn't it great to receive some of those texts as well? Because Swan Street was mentioned, Jared. That became Woodstock on steroids after the game. I tell you, it was out of control down there. Didn't they deserve it too? And nothing more emotional and emotive than a drought breaker. And they did it in style. They won contested ball by 30. They won clearances easily. And you get the feeling if you put out the stats on goals from turnover, there'd be pretty comprehensive reading as well. The Crows came in red hot. They kicked four goals in the last three quarters of the game. The memories for me, Benny Gale's tears, Richo's tears, and to think the focus on footy overthrow was still pretty fresh in the memory, or the attempted overthrow, of course. The fact that Hardwick was considered by some fortunate to retain his job only 12 months earlier, and a year later, what were we witnessing? The togetherness, the honesty sessions, the camaraderie. They were a super close bunch. They were everything that Kane Corns is about to detail Adelaide. Well, they were about not to be anyway, weren't they? Because the fallout and the difference in the two paths that you mentioned before the break, Jared, couldn't be further apart in terms of the fork in the roads that they took.
It is incredible, Kane.
Just going to say, just whilst we're still on the positive, just the season that Martin had, I think we just need to gloss over that again. The best individual season in my time following the game. I think you would probably agree with that and what he accomplished at the absolute peak of his powers. He hasn't quite reached that level of consistency again in his career and may never will, but out of contract, held out, backed himself in, Brownlow Premiership, best and fairest, Norm Smith medal. It doesn't get much better than that for any one individual.
Really,
and he arrived in a big way to be the game's biggest name since then.
And the other side of the coin?
Well, just the fallout. I'm not sure there's been a fallout bigger for any one grand final side in such a short space of time. So eight players of the 22, Betts, Cameron, Douglas, Greenwood, Jacobs, Jenkins, Lever and Otten are no longer at the football club. Now, that's only two full seasons on, eight players from your grand final side have left. I went through Richmond and I think I counted it as three for contrast there. You're always going to have a couple of retirements. Sean Grigger's retired, Butler's moved on, and there was one other, Jacob Townsend, is playing at another club, but eight from the Crows. The camp the following year that was the biggest football story of that season, and despite the denials of the club, they eventually recognised it and the fallout from that and the player discontent as a result. Since then, the coach is no longer there. They've undergone a massive external review with the voices coming in and conducting that. The senior assistant coach is gone. The footy boss, Brett Burton, is gone. The captain has stood down and there has been a complete rebuild of the list to the likes of, you know, they are very much prepared to completely bottom out, and that's been the turnaround in only two full seasons of football. It's extraordinary, the fallout from this one game.
It is dealing with grand final defeat is imprecise, Sam, but they are as big a cautionary tale as there is.
Well, they appeared to go the exact opposite way that Richmond went, didn't they? I spoke about the togetherness, the honesty sessions. You know, they went almost through with Collective Mind, that we've read a lot about, outsourcing them to almost try and break the players mentally in a bid to make them stronger. But, I mean, you can make them line up like Power Rangers and play like robots. In the end, they're human beings. And, you know, everything we've seen since is that human beings respond better to togetherness, to warmth, to feeling being they're part of a greater good, a greater movement. And that divided a lot of Adelaide, and it created cracks that became seismic and they couldn't recover from.
So Alex Rance is the other one I forgot to mention.
The tale of the 2017 grand final, Kane Corns and Sam Edmonds. We're not finished on AFL Nation. I just want to read this one. The first grand final I went to was 1980 as a nine-year-old with KB's number on my back. Watched this one with my mum and cried our eyes out. There were a lot of tears that day. Gil McLaughlin coming up. We'll revisit the lengthy interview from during the week. The state of the AFL Nation right now.